哈利路亚，各位主内长子同工弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, co-workers, brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
今天下午我们一起来从圣经学习的题目是与主同钉十字架。
This afternoon I'd like to share with you the topic of to be crucified with Christ.
我们信了主耶稣基督到底是什么意思？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ?
信了主就是要跟随主。
To believe in Jesus Christ is to follow him.
就是主耶稣基督做什么我们就要做什么。
Which is that what he does, we must do.
主耶稣基督去哪里，我们就要去哪里。
Where he goes, we must go.
没有了自己的意思。
We have no will of our own.
没有了自己的主见。
We have no perspective of our own.
那么基督在世上他做了什么？
So what did Christ do when he was on this earth?
当然基督在世上做了很多。
Of course he did a lot on this earth.
他传福音。
He preached.
救灵魂。
Saved souls.
但是最重要的一件事情。
But most importantly.
就是为我们的罪被钉在十字架的上面。
He was crucified on the cross for our sins.
因为我们人有罪。
Because we have sin.
不能见神的面。
We cannot come before God.
只能够接受永远的刑罚。
We could only receive eternal punishment.
唯一的出路就是神亲自成为肉身来到世上。
The only way was for God to come to the earth in flesh.
成为我们一样的那个肉身的样子。
To take on the form of a flesh like us.
被定罪。
To be crucified.
到最后还要被钉在十字架的上面。
To be accused of sin and to be crucified on the cross.
当我们学习加拉太书的时候。
So when we learn it in the book of Galatians.
保罗常常勉励我们
Paul often encourages us
要常常想起基督为我们钉十字架
that we must often think about his crucifixion
我们看加拉太书
Let's look at Galatians
加拉太书第三章
Galatians chapter
3 第一节
Verse 1
无知的加拉太人啊基督耶稣钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前谁又迷惑了你们呢
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
保罗去到哪里他传福音。
Wherever Paul went, he preached.
只有一个重点。
There was only one main point.
基督为我们钉了十字架。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for you.
基督又为我们复活了。
And Jesus Christ was resurrected for you.
这件事情大家不能忘记。
We cannot forget this.
如果忘记了我们的信仰就会失去的力量。
If we forget this, our faith will lose its power.
我们如果忘记了我们就会软弱。
If we forget this, we will become weak.
甚至可能会被迷惑离开了主。
We may even become lost and leave the Lord.
那在加拉太书里面，保罗也告诉信徒一个很重要的道理。
Now Galatians, Paul also told the members an important teaching.
基督他为我们钉了十字架，流了很多宝血。
Jesus shed a lot of blood on the cross for us.
他全身从头到脚都是伤痕。
He had wounds on his entire body from his head to his feet.
如果我们能够闭着眼睛，常常看到主耶稣为我们钉十字架的样子。
If we close our eyes and often think about him.What he was like on the cross when he died for us.
我们就会很感动。
Then we will become very touched.
我们就会很爱主。
And we will love him very much.
但是感动还不够的。
But to be moved and touched isn't enough.
知道主耶稣基督为我们钉十字架也是不够的。
And it's not enough just to think about how he it wasn't enough for him to be crucified on the cross.
保罗进一步鼓励信徒。
Or Paul continued to encourage the members.
既然跟随基督，我们就要与主耶稣一起钉十字架。
That since we follow Christ, we must follow him also to be crucified.
我们看第二章的二十节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
在加拉太书里面，保罗讲到三次他与主耶稣同钉十字架。
In Galatians, Paul says three times that he was crucified with Christ.
也鼓励我们每一个人信了主耶稣，也要跟主一起去钉这个十字架。
And he also encourages us that we, if to follow Jesus, we must also be crucified on the cross with him.
那么主耶稣在两千年前肉身已经钉十字架了。
Now, Jesus was already crucified 2,000 years ago.
那今天我们要与主耶稣同钉十字架是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean for us to be crucified with him again today?
当然不是肉身肉体上的钉在木头上。
Of course, it doesn't mean to be nailed to a piece of wood.
而是有三个很重要的属灵的教训在里面。
But there are actually three spiritual teachings that make up this teaching.
我们今天下午就来讲讲这三点。
We'll talk about these three teachings today.
第一个意思，与主同钉十字架。
The first meaning of being crucified with Christ
就是改变自己的思想自己的所有的看法
is to change our own ways of thinking and our perspectives
以前的信念以前看为重要的东西现在都把它看为不重要了
that the things we viewed as important before we no longer think is important
这个是要从第二章第十六十七节这里所说的
just like it says in chapter 2 verses 16 to 17
保罗啊这里跟加拉太的信徒讲
Paul says to the members in Galatia,
以前我是相信人可以行律法得救称义的。
I used to think that we could be justified by the law.
但是后来他认识了主耶稣基督之后，
But after he came to know Jesus Christ,
他就知道了，凡血气的，没有一个人可以行律法称义。
He realized that nobody can be justified by their works.
只有靠着主耶稣基督才有办法。
But only by relying on Jesus Christ.
所以对保罗来说，
So to Paul,
信主之前，他觉得最重要的是什么呢？
What was the most important thing for him before he came to believe in Jesus?
他的观念是什么呢？
What was his concept?
就是律法。
Was the law.
因为他是律法教育出来的一个非常优秀的一个门徒。
Because he was a very good disciple of the law.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他相信只有靠着律法，我们可以得救。
He believed that only by the law could you be saved.
所以因着他看中了律法，所以轻看了耶稣。
And so because he looked highly upon the law, he looked lightly upon Jesus.
因为他有知识，所以轻看了救恩，还有教会。
And because he had wisdom, he or knowledge, he looked lightly upon the church.
因为以前眼睛是蒙蔽的。
His eyes were closed.
现在主耶稣拣选他了。
But now Jesus chose him.
打开了他的眼睛了。
And opened his eyes.
原来律法的功用没有多少。
So no wonder the law actually doesn't have much function.
现在只知道基督耶稣可以取代了律法了。
And we know that Jesus Christ has now replaced the law.
以前成全的律法了。
In the past, we used to follow the law.
所以现在主耶稣基督比较重要了。
But now Jesus is more important.
所以接下来的二十节，他才讲，我已经与基督耶稣钉在同钉在十字架上面了。
So that's why in verse 20, he said, I have been crucified with Christ.
以前我看为重要的。
What I thought was important before.
以前我看为骄傲的。
What I took pride in before.
我现在觉得已经不重要了。
I now feel like it's not important.
是基督在我里面活着。
It is Christ who lives in me.
所以换句话来说，保罗信了主耶稣基督之后。
So in other words, after he became to believe in Christ,
他的信念改变了。
Paul's heart changed.
他的看法改变了。
His views and perspectives changed.
他觉得主耶稣基督才是最重要。
And he felt that Jesus Christ is the most important.
我们问问我们自己信了主多久了？
Let's ask ourselves, how long have we believed in Christ?
我们信了主之后有没有这种观念上重要的改变呢？
After we believe in Christ, do we have this concept that it's important to change?
先不要从信仰的角度讲。
Let's not even talk about our faith yet.
先从我们人的肉身、人的一生来讲。
Let's just talk about our lives.
人一生观念的改变会有两个很重要的层次。Turning point.
There are two.Critical turning points in the change of a person's life.
第一个就是当一个人结婚的时候。
The first is when they get married.
如果没有结婚之前，自己一个人。
If you haven't gotten married and you're single.
自己高兴就好了。
And as long as you're happy, then you're good.
一个吃饱，全家吃饱。
If you have eaten to be full, well, your whole family's full.
我去哪里也不用跟谁报告。
Wherever I go, I don't have to report to somebody.
我也不需要讨谁的喜欢。我也不需要 please anybody.
I don't have to please anybody.
所以有些年轻人说我不喜欢结婚了。
So some young people say I don't like to get married.
我不结婚很自由啊。
If I don't get married, I'm very free.
但是结婚了，你喜欢一个人了。
But now after you get married, you have to like a person.
哇，这很不自由了。
Huh?
你要把你的自由牺牲了。
And you have to give up your freedom.
现在打电话了，哎呀，爱人啊，我现在在这边，我等一下五分钟之后才回来啊。
Now you have to call somebody. Oh, honey, I'm going to be home in 5 minutes.
为什么那么久？可不可以快一点？好了好了，我不要那么晚了。
Why is it so long? Okay, fine. I'll take faster than 5 minutes.
放假了，还要陪太太啦。
When it's vacation, I have to spend time with my wife.
陪先生呢？
I have to spend time with my husband.
结了婚之后，你的观念就改变了。哇，好像多一个人要照顾了。现在我要照顾他了。
So after you get married, it's like your concept changes. There's an extra person you have to take care of.
第二次观念的改变。
The second turning point.
就有了小孩子之后。
Is once you have children.
没有小孩之前，哇，你好我好两人二人世界。
Before you have children, then you are good, I'm good, everybody's good.
只是想说怎么讨好对方啊，烛光晚餐啊，买礼物啦，去 vacation 啊，去旅游啦。
We just think about how to please each other. We cook for each other. We go to vacation together.
有了孩子之后呢？
And after you have children,
观念又改变了。
Your concept changes.
孩子最重要，你知道
吗？ Your children are most important. Why do you have so many clothes?
存点钱，小孩子。
Save some more money.
有时间了，赶快回家看小孩子。
And then when you have a little free time, I gotta go home and look at my kids.
做什么都是为了小孩子。
Everything you do is for your children.
要搬大点的房子又是为了小孩子。
When you move to a bigger house, it's for your children.
要搬好的学区又是为了小孩子。
To move to a good school district is for your children.
这是人生的一个观念的改变。
This is a change in the concept of a person's life.
但是保罗说，我们信了耶稣基督之后。
And Paul said, after I believe in Christ.
就有点像我们结婚一样。
This is kind of like after we get married.
我们以前没有结婚，没有信主啊。
Before we get married, it's like we don't believe in Christ.
我们现在认识。是的主了
But now we know Christ.
就好像跟主耶稣结婚了。
It's like we are married to him.
哇，发觉主耶稣原来是最重要的。
And now we realize he is the most important.
我现在做什么、想什么，我都以主耶稣为一个考虑。
Whatever I do, whatever I think, I have to consider Jesus Christ.
跟其他东西比起来
，compared to everything else.
哇， 主耶稣最重要。
Jesus is the most important.
我们来看腓立比书，保罗进一步的来描述他的一生呢。
Let's look at Philippians, where Paul talks a little bit more about his life.
我们看腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1,
21节
verse 21.
21节保罗说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
In verse 21, Paul says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
我们好好思考保罗这句话。
Let's meditate on this sentence.
保罗，我信了主之后，人生观，我的信念，我的想法已经改变了。
After I believe in Christ, now my thoughts, my concepts have changed.
现在我信了主之后，活着就是基督了。
After I believe in Christ, when I live, it's for Christ.
以前活着是为了律法。
I used to live for the law.
人的称义，以为是靠着律法可以。
We used to think that we could be successful or be saved because of the law.
但现在呢，认识了基督了。
But now I know Christ.
所以我活着最重要的目的就是为了成全基督。
And so the goal of my life is to be with Christ.
荣耀基督。
To glorify Christ.
高举基督。
To raise up Christ.
自己已经变得越来越小了。
And for me, I become smaller and smaller.
一般人来说，我们很害怕死亡。
Most people are afraid of death.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们人一生的成就啊，会在死亡那一刻，对我们自己来说变得毫无意义。
Because all the successes of our life become nothing when we die.
但是对保罗来说，他不怕死亡。
But for Paul, Paul was not afraid of death.
对他来说啊，死亡对他来说可以是个好处。
For him, death was a benefit.
为什么呢？
Why?
不是说他很想去自杀。
It's not that he wanted to go commit suicide.
而是说保罗他在一生工作的时候，他累积那些工作的意义，会在他死后有很大的一个意义。
But that all of the results of his work will be shown, or the meaning will be realized when he dies.
所以他不害怕死亡了。
So he wasn't afraid of death.
以前没有认识主耶稣之前，
before he came to know Christ,
只爱世界的东西。
He only loved the things of the world.
名啊，利啊，法利赛人的地位呢？
Fame, power, the status of being a Pharisee.
我们再看第腓立比书的第三章的十八节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 18.
三章十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
这个就是观念上价值观的改变。
This is a change in his value system.
以前觉得律法很重要。
He used to think that the law was important.
身份地位很重要。
And that the worldly status is important.
教育很重要。
Education is important.
没有错，那些东西都不错。
Those are pretty good.
但是如果跟耶稣基督他的价值比起来，
But if you compare it to the value of Jesus Christ,
那些东西就比下去了。
Those things fall to the ground.
最近在一个查经班里面，有一位姐妹，她见证她信主之后的一些改变。
Recently, a sister testified about how after she came to believe, her life changed.
这位姐妹她已经六十多岁了。
This sister is over 60 years old.
她信主十几年。
And she's believed in Christ for over 10 years.
她以前在台湾呢是开学校，是一个非常有志士也非常能干的一个女强人。
She used to be a very gifted and talented woman who ran a school in Taiwan.
年轻的时候忙着事业，当然也没有接触信仰。
And when she was younger, of course, she was so busy with work that she didn't have time for religion.
后来退休来到温哥华。
And so now she's retired.
住在温哥华。
She's living in Vancouver.
有人跟她传福音。
And somebody preached to her.
就来到我们教会信主了。
And so she came to our church to believe.
信了主七八年，也没有什么很大的改变。
Seven or eight years after she believed, she still didn't see much of a change.
她自己也做见证了，她说我以前只是一个挂名的基督徒。
She even testified that I was just a Christian by name.
有来教会，有洗礼。
I came to church, I got baptized.
但是里面呢，还没有真正的有什么改变。
But inside, there was no real change.
直到有一次。
Until once.
她一个人从台湾飞回温哥华。
She flew by herself from Taiwan back to Vancouver.
因为她已经一年多没有回家了。
She hadn't gone home in over a year.
她不知道，原来她离开温哥华那段时间，她的 credit card 已经信用卡已经被停掉了。
She didn't realize that in the time that she had left Vancouver, her credit card had already been terminated.
她坐了十几个小时的飞机。
So she came back after more than 10 hours of flying.
回到家里。
Got home.
一个人，哇，已经很累了。
She's by herself. She got home. She's very tired.
打开门。
She opened her door.
哇，发觉家里没有电。
She realized there's no electricity.
原来我没有缴电费。
Because she didn't pay the electric bill.
哇，家里又冷又黑。
It was cold. It was dark.
人又饿。
I was hungry.
哇，她突然间觉得自己好像很无助啊。
And she finally realized that she was so helpless.
哇，很想哭出来。
And she wanted to cry.
她只有一个人，可以靠谁呢？
And she was alone. Who could she rely on?
连电话都打不了。
She couldn't even make a phone call.
不晓得可以叫谁来救她。
She didn't know who to call to help her.
还好有热水可以洗个澡。
A good thing there was hot water so she could take a shower.
洗完澡之后更冷。
But after she took a shower, she was freezing.
哇，但是她知道说现在我要靠主了。
And she knew now I have to rely on God.
我要跪下来祷告。
I have to kneel down and pray.
我要靠耶稣，在耶稣面前哭。
I have to come before Jesus, rely on Him, and cry before before him.
祷告完之后感觉比较好。
After she prayed, she felt a little better.
比较舒服。
She felt a little more comfortable.
比较冷静了。
She felt a little warmer.
先睡一个觉再说了，明天再看找谁来救我了。
She felt a little calmer. She said, "Okay, just go to sleep, and then I'll deal with this in the morning."
经过这个事情之后
，After this event,
她有一个结论。
She had a conclusion.
她说我以前有知识有地位。
She said, "Before I had talents and I had status."
我以自己觉得自己很骄傲，靠自己什么都可以做得了。
I was very proud. I thought that I could rely on myself to do anything.
但现在我老了。
But now I'm old.
我孤单了。
I'm lonely.
我那么一点点的事情我都解决不了。
Even such a little thing, I couldn't take care of myself.
我还可以靠自己夸口吗
？How can I boast in myself anymore?
从那一天开始
，From that day on,
她的思想改变了。
Her thinking changed.
她不看电视
She doesn't watch TV anymore.
她每天在家里好好读圣经
Every day she stays home and reads the Bible.
她越读越发觉哎呀，主耶稣的话真的很安慰我
The more she reads, she realizes the words of Jesus can comfort me.
一边读一边哭
And as she reads, she cries.
每天在家里祷告
Every day she prays.
她发觉我活六十几岁了现在主耶稣才是最重要的
And she realized that now it's not till I'm 60 that I've found that Jesus is the most important.
以前年轻的时候觉得财富比较重要
When I was young, I thought that wealth was more important.
学历比较重要
Education was more important.
她得到了
She got all those.
但是老了觉得这个东西都不重要
When she got old, she realized none of this is important.
真的人会随着我们年纪不一样
Really, with age, we will change.
看的重要的东西觉得不一样
What we see as important will change.
对不对？我们年轻人现在看什么东西最重要
What do young people think is most important?
哪一个学校毕业最重要
Which school you graduate from?
GPA 最重要
What your GPA is?
那你六十岁的时候，有没有人问你你是哪个学校毕业的呢
？But when you're 60, will anybody ask you where you graduated from?
有没有人 care 你 GPA 是多少呢
？Does anybody care what your GPA was?
当你退休之后，有没有人在乎你之前做什么呢？赚多少钱呢
？After you retire, does anybody care what your job was? How much money you made?
当有一天要死了，有人在乎你在世上有多成功呢
？When one day you're about to die, is anybody going to ask you how successful you were in this world?
所以保罗他观念开始改变了。
So Paul's concept started to change.
不是世界不好。
It wasn't that the world was bad.
而是耶稣更好。
But that Jesus was even better.
有主耶稣是最重要。
That is the most important to have Jesus.
所以他一切以为骄傲的是钉在十字架上面的。
And so what he took the most pride in was that he was crucified with Christ.
第二点。
The second point.
我们来看回来加拉太书。
Let's go back to Galatians.
加拉太书的第五章
Galatians chapter 5
24节
Verse 24
加拉太书第五章二十四节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires
这是第二次保罗在加拉太书里面讲到同钉十字架。
This is the second time in Galatians that Paul talked about being crucified with Christ.
主耶稣的肉体是钉在十字架上面，是为了救赎我们的灵魂。
Christ was nailed to the cross to save our souls.
但是主耶稣他已经做了他自己要做的部分了。
But Christ already did his part.
但是是不是我们信就够呢
？Now is it enough for us to just believe in that?
就等着进天堂呢？
To wait to go to heaven.
没有那么简单了。
It's not that easy.
信了主之后，我们还有肉体，还有很多肉体的私欲。
After we believe in Christ, we still have a lot. We still have the flesh. We still have a lot of passions.
如果不把这些私欲钉在十字架上面的话
，If we do not nail these passions and desires to the cross,
保罗讲得很清楚了，我们是不能承受神的国的。
Paul says very clearly, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以，除了把那些以为骄傲的观念把它改变之外呢？
So unless we change those proud ways and thinking,
现在第二点就是说我们要对付自己里面肉体一些软弱。
The second point is that we must face our weaknesses inside.
一定要把它好像钉在十字架上面，这样用决心来对付它。
We have to make a determination. We have to nail those to the cross.
我们有没有钉过东西在墙壁上面呢
？Have we ever nailed something to the wall?
如果你有幅画啊，比如说照片啊，或者是挂一个东西啊。
If you nail a painting or a photograph on the wall.
你要钉在上面，你怎么钉呢
？How do you nail it to the wall？
贴一根钉子。
You get a nail。
很长，我看有多长啊
！You have to get a long nail。
拿一个大锤啊
！To get a hammer。
小心敲到手指啊
！You have to be careful not to nail your thumb。
一二三，哇，敲下去，敲下去。
And you hit it。
对准的，对准那个钉。
And you have to hit the nail。
对准那个洞。
You have to get the nail in the hole。
打下去，直到这个钉把那个东西钉在墙壁上不动。
You have to keep hitting it until that thing is nailed to the wall and stops moving.
所以说当时被钉十字架就是这样。
That's how Jesus was nailed to the cross.
他两手摊开。
He spread out his two arms.
钉钉把他绑住。
And the soldiers bound him.
用七寸长的铁钉。
They took 7-inch long nails.
活生生的 用铁钉把罪人的手脚钉在木头上面。
And while he was alive, they nailed his hands and his feet to the cross.
让他动都不能动。
Until he couldn't move.
不断的流血。
And he continued to bleed.
直到断气。
Until he stopped breathing.
这个就是钉十字架。
This is being crucified. 那
保罗用这个行动来形容啊，我们看到自己软弱了，我们要怎么对付自己软弱
？Paul used this action to show how we must face our weaknesses.
有人看到自己软弱说：“哎呀，我反了，本来就是软弱的，为什么要改？”
Some people look at their weaknesses. They say, "Oh, I was like this. I've always been like this. So why do I have to change?"
所以新的几十年
，So I believe for over 10-20 years.
那些老我、老软弱还在那边。
But my old weaknesses are still there.
另外一种人
，Another type of person.
他想改
，wants to change.
有时候改一点，但是一下就回来了。
And sometimes they'll change a little bit, but then right away they'll come back.
他两边跑来跑去，一下好，一下不好，一下不好，一下不好。
And they waver between good and bad, good and bad.
啊，每年都来悔改。
Every year they come back and repent.
每年的 NYTS 都悔改。
Every NYTS they repent.
啊，每次灵恩会都在悔改。
Every spiritual convocation they repent.
啊，悔改完了要做一样的事。
After they repent, they go back and do the same thing.
这自己很痛苦啊。
This is very painful.
因为决心不够。
Because their determination isn't great enough.
但是保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
既然发觉自己有软弱了。
If you discover you have weakness.
我们就要对付它。
You have to face it.
正对它。
You have to face it head on.
把它看清楚，把它钉下去。
Look at it clearly and nail it.
为什么？
Why?
如果我们不钉死他
，Because if we don't crucify it,
我们的软弱就会钉死我们
，Our weaknesses will crucify us.
罪就会控制我们
，Our the sin will control us.
得不到神的恩典
，And we cannot get the grace of God.
有人说了，我没有什么肉体的情欲啊。
Some people say I don't really have desires of the flesh.
我也没有看看那些色情的网站啊。
I don't go look at porn online.
到底什么叫情欲的事
What is passion and desire?
Lust,
And lust.
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
情欲的事都是显而易见的。
The works of the flesh are evident.
如果有人凭着情欲行事，他是很容易被发现的。
If somebody makes their decisions based on the works of the flesh, it's very easy to discover.
属灵的人一看就知道。
Once somebody who's spiritual looks, they take a glance and they know.
有时候他自己可能不知道。
Maybe even that person doesn't know.
什么是情欲的事呢
What is the lust of the flesh?
第一就是奸淫。
First, adultery.
哇，魔鬼很厉害。
Satan is very powerful.
人的肉体的需要，除了吃饭，就是性欲。
Besides eating, the needs of our flesh are
sexual desire.
Sexual desires.
如果性欲没有把它控制住
，if we don't control those desires，
结婚之前年轻人就发生性行为了。
Before we get married, young people will have a relationship.
这个在神面前是叫做苟合，是神不允许的。
And before God, this is something that He does not like.
如果婚后在结婚之外面有发生任何的这个婚外情或者性行为，也是叫奸淫，也是神所不允许的。
If after marriage you have sexual relationships outside of your marriage, then that's adultery, and God is not pleased with that either.
这个是最大的罪，也会最影响我们进天国的一个罪。
This is the greatest sin that will affect us from entering the kingdom of heaven.
但现在我们的社会是什么社会呢
？But what kind of society do we live in today?
是不断鼓励人犯奸淫的一个社会。
It is a society that does not stop encouraging people to commit adultery.
你看哪一篇电影没有这个？奸淫有关的一种淫乱的东西的资讯。
Which movie can you find that doesn't have adultery or doesn't have sex in it?
打开一个电视节目。
You turn on the TV.
最能卖的、最多人看的，就是讲那个东西的。
The shows that people watch the most are things that talk about those things.
打开网站，多少色情的网站？
You go online. How many pornography websites can you find?
甚至年轻人喜欢听的音乐、流行曲。
Even the pop songs that youths like to listen to.
那些歌词根本就不能听的。
You can't even listen to those lyrics.
都是毒药来的。
It's all poison.
看那些明星所谓的歌手。
Yeah, you go listen to you read the lyrics.
MTV 啊。
Or you watch MTV.
有时候以为说，哎，是不是他跳脱衣舞啊？这些人呢、啊、
？Sometimes you think, did his clothes fall off by accident?
现在的歌手啊 ，singer 好像在 stripper 一样啊，唱歌的时候都没有穿衣服的，差不多。
The singers these days are like strippers. They barely wear any clothes.
所以我们活在这个社会，所有的资讯就是鼓励我们去啊，犯奸淫了，犯奸淫了，犯奸淫了，苟合了，苟合了，苟合了。
So everything we see and we hear is telling us to commit fornication or commit adultery.
所以如果我们没有靠着主耶稣，靠着圣灵把它钉死的话
，So we don't rely on the Holy Spirit, rely on God to nail this and crucify these desires.
我们没有办法进到神的国。
We can't enter His kingdom.
所以有时候一个不好的意念来了。
So sometimes we get an evil thought in our mind.
哇，哈利路亚，靠着主耶稣基督把它钉死。
Hallelujah, rely on God to nail it.
看到不好的东西，哎，哈利路亚，主耶稣帮助我，把它关掉。
When you see something that's not good, then you hallelujah, but in the name of Jesus Christ, just turn it off.
但是除了这些之外，还有什么呢
？But besides this, what else is there?
这里说啊
，Here it says.
二十节拜偶像。
Verse 20, idolatry.
拜偶像也是一种 情欲的事。
Idolatry is also a lust of the flesh.
邪术。
Sorcery.
带来一个仇恨。
Hatred.
我们这里注意哈，拜偶像、邪术，大概我们都不去做了。
Let's take note here. We don't go worship idols anymore.
但是仇恨我们有没有呢？
But do we have hatred?
情欲的表现就是仇恨。
One of the manifestations of the lust of the flesh is hatred.
无论什么的缘故，只要我们很恨一个人的话，
No matter what the circumstances are, if you hate somebody,
很讨厌一个人，
if you just really hate somebody,
这个就是情欲。
This is lust.
因为从魔鬼来的。
Because it comes from the devil.
因为魔鬼就是恨。
And Satan is hatred.
所以当魔鬼充满一个人的内心，他就会很恨别人。
So when Satan fills somebody's heart, then they will hate somebody.
有时候我们恨呢。
Sometimes we hate.
有一些年轻人恨自己的父母。
Some young people hate their parents.
有一些丈夫恨自己太太。
Some husbands hate their wives.
有些太太恨自己的丈夫。
Some wives hate their husbands.
有些太太恨自己的 mother-in-law.
Some wives hate their mother-in-law.
哦，为什么会这样呢？
Why?
情欲在里面呢。
There's lust inside.
没有爱在里面。
There's no love inside.
不能接受对方，不能为对方祷告。
You can't accept them. You can't pray for them.
所以只要有恨，就是有情欲。
So as long as you have hatred, you have lust.
再来。
Next.
争竞。争竞啊，仇恨之外，争竞。
Contentions.
啊，常要比较，常要出头。
We often want to compare. We often want to be the first.
这个叫情欲。
This is contention.
怒恨，怒怒。
Jealousy is outbursts of wrath.
我们会不会很容易生气？
Do we get angry easily?
我们想想过去一个礼拜有没有发脾气？
Think about this past week, have you had a temper at anyone?
有没有骂人？
Have you yelled at anybody?
有没有跟父母大声讲话？
Have you spoken loudly with your parents?
有没有大声骂自己的丈夫，骂自己太太？
Have you yelled at your husband or your wife?
有没有怒怒呢？很容易生气呢？
Have you had these outbursts of wrath? Do you get angry easily?
结党纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、方言等类，这些都是这样。
Selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like.
现在我告诉你，行这些事的人必不能承受神的果。
Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
保罗告诉我们，每天要把这些东西钉死。
So Paul tells us every day we have to nail these things to the cross.
有人就问了，哪有那么话要讲啊？祷告那么久要讲什么？
Some people say, oh, I pray for so long. You want me to pray for so long, but what am I going to say?
其实很简单，想想看，我们有没有十个缺点？
It's very easy. Can you think of 10 of your weaknesses?
如果没有缺点的话，把它想出来。
If you have weaknesses, think about them.
嘴巴常常不好，讲别人坏话。
I often gossip about other people.
所以说，帮我盯他。祷告里面就盯这个嘴巴。
Jesus, help me crucify my mouth.
眼睛不圣洁，主耶稣帮我盯这个眼睛。
My eyes are not holy. God, please help me crucify my eyes.
心不圣洁，主要帮我盯这个心。
My heart isn't holy. God, help me crucify my heart.
主啊，我常嫉妒别人，主耶稣帮我盯他。
God, I am often jealous of other people. Help me crucify the jealousy.
这样一边祷告一边盯啊。
So you, as you pray, you crucify.
每天对付自己的软弱。
So every day face your weaknesses.
那我们才有办法靠着主能够胜过。
Only then can we rely on God to overcome them.
啊，我们看这个二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
念读二十五节。
Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
这里说要靠着圣灵行事。
Here it says we must walk in the Spirit.
我们再看回来二章二十节，再读一节，这一节很重要。
Let's look back at chapter 2, verse 20, and read this again. It's very important.
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉了十字架了。
Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
而是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
这个很重要。当我们把肉体的情欲钉死的时候。
Once we crucify our flesh, our old selves.
就是基督在里面活着了。
Then Christ lives in us.
有一次我在教会碰到一位信徒从外地来的。
Once I ran into a member who came from who was visiting.
我问他，哎，你是传道吗？
And I asked him, are you a pastor?
因为他长得，他那个气质真的很斯文，很有这个属灵的气质。
Because he really had a gift of speaking.
说我不是传道。
He said, no, I'm not a pastor.
我说你是执事吗？
Are you a deacon?
也不是执事。
So no, not a deacon either.
我说弟兄。
I said, brother.
跟他聊起来。
And I started chatting with him.
在听起他的见证，他的故事。
And then I heard his testimony, his story.
原来他年轻的时候，虽然一早就在教会里面洗礼。
When he was young, even though he was baptized when he was very young.
但是呢，因为某种缘故他离开了教会很久。
But because of something happened, he left church for a long time.
离开了教会就容易学坏。
And when you leave church, it's easy to learn evil.
在年轻的时候交了很多坏的朋友。
And when he was young, he had a lot of bad friends.
甚至进入了帮派。
He entered a gang.
打架啊，跟人家偷东西啊，很多坏事都做了。
And so he did a lot of bad things. He stole.
有一次跟人家打架。
Once he fought with somebody.
别人用那个潜水刀来刺他。
And somebody else used a knife to stab him.
刺到他的肺啊，都 collapse 了，都收缩了。
It stabbed him to the point that his fat collapsed.
紧急送到医院。
I'm sorry, one of his organs collapsed, and he was sent to the emergency room.
他的 lung collapsed.
His lung collapsed.
他的妈妈拼命帮他祷告。
And his mom continued to pray for him.
主啊，救我这个儿子。
God, please save my son.
他妈妈很虔诚。
The mom was very sincere.
绝受听他的祷告。
And God listened to her prayer.
让这个孩子没有在那一次的受伤当中死亡。
So that son did not die.
但是后来这个孩子还是回去帮派。
But later this child returned to his gang.
因为一个人呢要改变自己啊是很困难啊。
Because it's a very hard thing to change someone.
身边有那么多坏的朋友。
For him to have so many bad friends around him.
但是他母亲继续为他祷告。
But his mother continued to pray for him.
有一天。
One day.
这个孩子啊这个弟兄啊他跟那些坏朋友在一起。
His brother was with his bad friends.
突然间有个声音跟他讲。
And a voice said to him.
要起来要祷告。
Get up and pray.
他不晓得多久没有祷告了。
And it had been such a long time since he had prayed.
好吧有这个声音跟我讲要祷告好了就祷告吧。
And he said, okay, what's the sound? Okay, I'll pray.
祷告的时候。
As he was praying,
看到异象,
he saw a vision.
主耶稣显现了,
Jesus showed himself.
穿那个白色的白袍, 白袍,
he was wearing a white robe.
手里拿着一个火球,
and he was holding a ball of fire in his hand.
这个火很亮, 很热。
This fire was very bright, very hot.
主耶稣把这个火球往他身上一丢,
and the Lord Jesus threw this ball of fire on him.
哇, 他全身就觉得很热,
and his entire body felt hot.
然后就开始说灵言,
his tongue started to speak in tongues.
被圣灵充满,
he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他以前完全没有得圣灵,
in the past he had never received the Holy Spirit.
从那天开始都得了圣灵了。
But from that point on, he received the Holy Spirit.
祷告了很久。
He prayed for a long time.
他身边的朋友问他。
And his friends asked him.
那些坏蛋啊，那些帮派的朋友啊。
His bad friends, his gangster friends asked him.
你是傻了？你还好吗？
They said, are you,
你神经病啊？
They said, are you insane? What are you? Are you okay?
他知道不是神经病。
He knew he wasn't insane.
他主耶稣给我圣灵啊。
Jesus gave me the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在他里面燃烧。
The Holy Spirit was burning inside of him.
他马上打电话。
And right away he made a phone call.
因为在这之前他已经离家出走了好几年了。
Because he had left home for many years.
他打电话给妈妈。
He called his mom.
我现在跟朋友在哪里哪里，你现在赶快来接我。
I am in this place with my friends. Can you come pick me up?
从那一天开始，他就回家了。
From that day on, he went home.
之前都在外面流荡。
In the past, he had been hanging out outside.
这圣经说，现在活着的不再是我。
Here, the Bible says that it is Christ who lives in me.
是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ.
我看那个弟兄，我很难想象他十几二十年前是一个帮派的坏人。
And I look at his brother and I think, wow, 10, 20 years ago, he was a bad gangster.
随身都有刀有枪给打人杀人的。
Always had his knife or his gun by him, is always hitting people or killing people.
现在呢，哇，整个人属灵的气质不一样。
But now his entire spiritual aura was different.
他太太偷偷告诉我。
And his wife secretly told me.
他说啊。
She said,
他很喜欢祷告。
He really likes to pray.
他每天早上六点钟就起来祷告。
Every morning he wakes up at 6 a.m. to pray.
每天祷告一个小时起码。
Every day he prays for an hour.
哇，我一听我都不好意思。
When I heard this, I felt ashamed.
哇，起得比我还早。
Well, he wakes up earlier than me.
每天祷告一个小时。
He prays an hour every day.
那个弟兄说了，这没有什么可以夸口的了。
His brother said, "There's nothing to be proud of."
我那么多软弱。
I have so many weaknesses.
我的老我还在啊。
The old me is still there.
如果我不每天祷告把它钉死,
if I don't pray every day, if I don't crucify myself
every day, 很快那些坏习惯就跑出来了。
Very quickly, those old habits will come back.
真的，我们人啊，再怎么改啊，不可能 100% 把它拿走。
Really, no matter how much you change, you can't 100% change your old self.
会骄傲的个性啊，如果不灵修的话，一不小心骄傲的个性又跑出来。
If you have a proud nature, then if you do not continue to spiritually cultivate yourself, your proud nature will come back.
喜欢乱讲话的人啊，一不小心没有灵修啊，哦，嘴巴又乱讲话了。
If you like saying all kinds of bad things, then if you don't have cultivation, you'll start doing it again.
他说如果不每天祷告一个小时，我都软弱，我都没有办法把它控制住。
So he said, if I don't pray an hour every day, then I can't control my weaknesses.
我想看，真的很有道理哦。
And really, I thought about it, it does make sense.
我们不是靠自己可以把肉体的情欲钉死。
We don't rely on ourselves to crucify our weaknesses and lust.
我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
我们是靠什么呢？
What do we rely on?
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8,
第十三节
verse 13.
罗马书第八章十三节
Romans chapter 8, verse 13.
你们若顺从肉体活着必要死，若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行必要活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
人本来就是靠肉体活着的。
We used to live according to the flesh.
肉体肚子饿就想吃东西。
When your flesh is hungry, then it tells you to eat.
眼睛无聊就想看东西。
When your eyes get bored, then you want to watch something.
这个是肉体。
This is the flesh.
但是如果我们靠着肉体活着。
But if we live according to the flesh.
想要做什么就去做什么的话。
Whatever we do and we do it.
最后只有一个结果。
What is the result?
就是死。
Death.
但是保罗告诉我们，
But Paul tells us,
如果我们被圣灵充满，
If we're filled by the Holy Spirit,
圣灵想要做什么，我们就去做什么。
And we do what the Spirit wants us to do.
我们就会活着。
Then we will live.
所以这个钉死肉体的情欲不是靠自己。
And so to crucify your old self is not to rely on yourself.
我们过去两个礼拜，年轻学习，学生们在这边每天祷告。
For the last 2 weeks, all the students here have been praying every day.
其实不单只是年轻的学生需要祷告。
Actually, it's not only our youths who need to pray.
有时候我们想，在这边没有试探引诱的，我们都要祷告那么久了。
Sometimes we think here at NYTS there are no temptations. Why do we have to pray so long?
回到世界，更多试探引诱，我们每一天在社会上打滚，不是需要更谨慎，更来靠着圣灵吗？
But don't you have to be even more watchful when you go back into the world and there are more and more temptations?
好，我们再看第三点。
Let's look at the third teaching, the third point.
看回来加拉太书。
Let's go back to Galatians.
加拉太书第六章
Galatians chapter 6
加拉太书的六章的十四节
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14
加拉太书六章十四节但我断不以别的夸口只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架因这十字架咒我而论世界已经钉在十字架上咒世界而论我已经钉在十字架上面了
But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
这里保罗第三次讲到与主同钉十字架。
Here Paul talks for the third time about how he was crucified to the cross.
是讲了什么呢?
And what is he talking about?
是不怕为主受苦。
That he's not afraid to suffer for God.
因为第十二节他就讲了。
Because in verse 12 he says,
如果我继续讲传割礼的事情
If he continues to talk about circumcision,
讲律法的事情啊,
to talk about things of the law,
那我就不会为了基督的十字架被逼迫了,
then I will not be suffering for the cross of Christ.
人都不喜欢别人不喜欢他,
人
都怕别人不喜欢他,
people are afraid that other people won't like them.
你讲真理有时候别人会讨厌你,
a lot of times when you talk about the truth, people will hate you.
但是保罗他不怕,
but Paul wasn't afraid.
我该讲的我要讲,
I'm going to talk about what I need to talk about.
十字架救恩这最重要的。
The cross, salvation, this is the most important thing.
不需要守律法，不需要传割礼。
You don't have to receive circumcision, you don't have to follow the law.
很多人讨厌他。
And a lot of people hated him.
但是他不怕。
But he wasn't afraid.
他不怕因为十字架而受苦。
He wasn't afraid to suffer for the cross.
所以今天我们也是一样。
So today is the same.
与主耶稣同钉十字架，包括我们要准备好为了这个信仰而受了一些苦，还有一些不方便。
To be crucified to the cross means that we have to prepare ourselves to suffer for the cross.
当然。
Of course.
这个时候什么会出现不知道。
We don't know what's going to happen.
有一个姐妹。
There was a sister.
她是当律师的。
Who was a lawyer.
她在法律啊，在那个律师楼那边上班。
She was working in a lawyer's office.
他是个很老实的人，一个很忠心的基督徒。
She was a faithful Christian, honest person.
但是他老板就不是那么老实了。
But her boss wasn't so honest.
那么老板呢，不老实很多的方法。
And there's many different ways you can handle a dishonest boss.
他就那个老板就告诉这位姐妹啊。
Her boss told the sister.
你去工作。
When you go to work.
你去那些 client 那边呢，你算他们时间呢，你要聪明一点啊。
When you go to the client's place, you have to be a little smarter when you.Charge them.
什么叫聪明一点?
What does it mean to be a little smarter?
你明明只有跟人家谈两个小时，你要写两个半小时、三个小时。
If you only talk with them for about 2 hours, you have to write 2.5 or 3 hours.
或者是拖长一点来做。
Or you have to drag the conversation out.
有一些很不老实的一些工作的方法在里面。
There are some very unethical practices there.
但还有很多了，详细不在这边讲了。
Of course, there are many others that I don't have the time to share with you.
她觉得很挣扎了。
And she felt very conflicted.
我是一个基督徒。
I'm a Christian.
每天哈利路亚。
Every day I hallelujah.
常常去教会。
I always go to church.
从小教会长大。
I grew up in the church.
现在老板叫我做一些不是很合道德的事情。
And now my boss is telling me to do something that is not according to these teachings.
我要怎么办呢?
What am I supposed to do?
难道我要为了保住我的饭碗去违背我的良心吗?
Should I suppress my conscience so I have food to eat?
真的，现在的商业社会、政治社会，很多很多违背良心的东西。
Really, there are a lot of things in this society that will go against our conscience.
如果我们假装什么都没发生
，If we pretend that there's nothing going on，
把良心盖住，我也不是什么基督徒。
We just cover up our conscience. I'm not really a Christian.
你好，我好，大家好。
I'm good. You're good. Everybody's good.
没人会问你什么。
Nobody's going to ask you any questions.
但是良心告诉你
，But your conscience tells you，
这个十字架在心里。
This cross is in your heart.
主耶稣在心里。
Jesus is in your heart.
圣灵在心里。
The Holy Spirit's in your heart.
你可以这样做吗
？Can you do this？
这个姐妹良心发现了。
This sister's conscience came out.
我不行这样做。
I can't do this.
所以她凭着信心。
So she had faith.
她也不能够改变她老板。
She cannot change her boss.
好了，她就辞职了。
And so she quit the job.
辞职再找别的工作。
She quit the job and looked for another one.
感谢神。
Thank God.
她有这个信心。
She had this faith.
主耶稣也祝福她。
And Jesus blessed her.
很快就找到别的工作。
Very quickly she found another job.
这个老板很老实。
She had a very honest boss.
没有叫她去骗人。
Who didn't do these things.
所以有时候我们要准备好为十字架受苦。
So sometimes we have to prepare ourselves to suffer for the cross.
甚至可能老板不体谅我们。
Maybe our boss will not consider this.
同事取笑我们。
Maybe they will make fun of us.
朋友看不起你。
Maybe your friends will look down on you.
喝不喝酒？
Do you drink?
不喝。
No?
Are you a man?
Are you a man?
啊？
Huh?
有没有男朋友？
Do you have a boyfriend?
还是 virgin 啊？
You're still a virgin?
哎呀，过时了你。
Wow, you're old school.
别人笑你。
They'll laugh at you.
啊，男人哪一个不出去玩呢？
What kind of guy doesn't go out and play?
出去外面 business trip 就是 free 的时候呢？
When you have free time, when you go out on a business trip.
哇，这个时候别人笑你啊。
Then other people will make fun of you.
看不起你了。
They will look down on you.
有一些不应该收的钱，你应该能不能收？
Will you take money that you're not supposed to take?
你收了大家都好。
If you take it, then you have money.
不收了自己也麻烦。
But if you don't take it, now you have problems.
这个时候怎么办？
Now what do you do?
如果不想要痛苦的话，很简单。
If you don't want to suffer, then it's very easy.
不要讲就好了。
Just don't say anything.
但是十字架在我心里。
But the cross is in my heart.
肯不肯跟耶稣一起钉上去？
Are you willing to be crucified with Christ?
还是我们很怕受苦？
Or are we afraid to suffer?
很怕别人看不起？
Are you afraid that others will look down on us?
很怕跟别人不一样？
Are we afraid to be different?
保罗说：“我不怕。”
Paul said, "I'm not afraid.
我不怕受苦。”
I'm not afraid to suffer.
我要讲我该讲的。
I will say what I should say.
我要做我知道的。
I will do what I know is right.
然后十四节最后一句话也很有意思。
And the last sentence in verse 14 has a lot of meaning.
这里说啊，我没有什么夸口的了。
Says I have nothing to boast of.
我只有主耶稣的十字架可以夸口。
Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们人生会拿什么东西夸口呢？
What do we boast about in our lives?
年轻人夸什么？
What do young people boast about?
年轻人常常照镜子。
They often look in the mirror.
对不对？每天花多少时间照镜子？
How much time do you look at yourself in the mirror every day?
把它弄得漂亮啊！
Make yourself pretty.
年轻人可夸的就是我的外表。
Young people can boast about their appearances.
男生英俊潇洒，女生怎么讲？我不太。
The guys are handsome and girls, I don't know what you are.
Attractive.
Attractive.
啊，再来。
Next.
夸口什么？
What do you boast about?
哪一个学校毕业的？
What school you graduated from?
我是某某学校毕业的。
I am graduated from such and such a school.
哇，人讲话都不一样。
People talk differently.
跳太太也不一样。
跳太太。
找一个太对象可能也不一样。
Look for a spouse, it's also.
我是高学校毕业的，我要找一个差不多的跟我比得上的。
I am from this certain school, so I want to find a wife that graduated from the same level.
再来，拿什么夸口？
Next, what else do you boast about?
工作呢？
Your job.
哇，我是大公司的。
Wow, I work in a big company.
我一年赚多少钱呢？
How much money do I make a year?
再来，车子夸口了。
You boast with your car.
再来，房子可以夸口了。
Next, you boast in your house.
再来，那孩子夸口了。
You boast in your children.
我的孩子是个出名的幼稚园毕业的。
My child graduated from the best preschool.
对不对？那父母都会这样比较啊。我的孩子很聪明啊。
Don't parents do that? My kids are really smart.
我常听到一些家长在那个 baby room 里面讲这些。
I often think, see, I hear parents.
或者我听到，是我太太 report 给我听的。
My wife reports to me that she hears parents talk about this in their family rooms. They report.
好了，人生夸到最后可以夸什么？
And in the end, what can you boast about in your life?
夸我今年几岁啊？
Today, how old I am.
夸儿子啊，夸孙子啊，夸钱啊，夸到最后有什么可夸的呢？
You boast of your children, you boast in your grandchildren and your money, and in the end, what do you have to boast about?
保罗啊，他经历过很多。
Paul went through a lot.
他说人生夸到最后没有什么可夸的呢？
He said, in the end, there's nothing to boast about in your life.
一切都会过去啊，夸什么？
Everything will pass. What are you boasting about?
你要夸就夸主耶稣基督。
If you want to boast about something, boast about
Christ. 我有那些东西，我就感谢主，没有什么可夸的，讲都不要讲。
For all those other things, there's nothing to boast about. Just thank God. You don't even have to mention them.
你很聪明，讲都不要讲。
If you're smart, you don't have to tell people that.
就好的大学毕业，讲都不要讲。
If you graduate from a good school, nobody has to know that.
你赚很多钱，讲都不要讲。
If you make a lot of money, you don't have to talk about that.
在主耶稣看来一点东西都没有，是主耶稣赐给我们的。
Because for Jesus, that's nothing. He gave all that to you anyway.
你要夸就夸什么？
What are you boasting about?
主耶稣啊。
You boast about Jesus.
太爱我了。
He loves me.
太伟大了。
He's so great.
他不嫌弃我。
And he,
他爱我哈。那对保罗来说，继续我们看下去啊。因为这个十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉上去了。
And so, he says that because of the,
你可以读十四节啊，请你读。
He says that God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
对保罗来说，世界已经钉上十字架上面了。
To Paul, the world is already crucified to the cross.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
保罗因对世界很多很多东西没有什么很大的兴趣。
It means for Paul, he didn't have much of an interest in anything in the world.
没有信主之前，对世界的东西很有兴趣，这是正常的。
It's normal before you believe in Christ to have a lot of interest in the things of the world.
因为人生没有什么目标吗？
Because there's no goal in life.
当然要找一些乐子啦。
Of course, you have to find some kind of enjoyment.
要是好玩、好看、好听、好做的事。
You gotta find something that's fun or good to listen to.
不然人生活着有什么意义？
Otherwise, what meaning is there to live?
但是信了主之后，
But after you believe in God,
价值观不一样了。
Your value system is different.
有什么东西最重要的？
What is most important?
世界的东西可有可无。
The things of the world, it's good to have, but not that big of a deal.
但是呢，主耶稣最重要。
But Jesus is the most important.
我们会发觉啊，信了主之后啊，会发觉说，哎，我们朋友少了很多。
We realize after believing Christ, we have fewer friends.
为什么
？Why?
别人就会打麻将，我说，哎呀，我这个不要了，没有兴趣。
Because other people want to play mahjong, and you say, oh no, I don't have time.
别人跟你讲那些连续剧的内容，你也讲不通了，也不会讲。
Other people talk to you about soap operas, you don't even know what's in the soap.
那唱卡拉 OK, 你也没兴趣。
People want to go karaoke, you don't have interest.
哎呀，再不叫你了。
And so I won't call you anymore.
你每天只是跑教会。
Every day, all you do is go to church.
突然间发觉世界的朋友少了不少。
So you realize you have fewer and fewer friends in the world.
因为被圣灵充满了，对世界的东西兴趣少了很多。
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then your interest in the world decreases.
最后一节就是说，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上面了。
And so the last phrase here says that I am.
最后一节，最后一句话啊，十四节，就世界而论，我已经钉在上面了。
The last thing says that the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
世界看你没有用了。
And the world sees that you're pretty useless.
什么都不做。
You don't do anything.
不会喝酒，不会抽烟，不会跳舞。
You don't drink, you don't smoke, you can't
dance. 不会谈恋爱。
You can't play things.
只会去 NYTS.
All you do is go to NYTS.
只会去教会，只会 Bible.
All you do is go to church. All you do is Bible.
你有什么用？
You're useless.
世界看我们一点用都没有。
So the world sees us as valueless.
但主耶稣看我们很有用。
But Jesus sees us as being very useful.
神的儿女。
You are the children of God.
圣洁的子民。
You are the royal priesthood.
神有很多事情要我们为他做。
God has many things that He wants us to do.
也只有我们能够为他做。
And only we can do it for Him.
这是拯救很多还没有认识神的人来到归向基督。
Which is to bring many who have not come to know Christ yet to Him.
有一个青年在读这个加拉太书。
There's a youth who is reading or studying Galatians.
他有一天晚上在做梦。
And he had a dream.
他梦里面。
He dreamed.
他看到主耶稣钉十字架。
That he saw Jesus crucified to the cross.
突然间在梦里面，他听到这句话。
Right away in the dream, he heard this phrase.
可不可以跟我一起钉十字架？
Can you be crucified with me?
这个年轻人说，可以。
This youth said, I can.
马上在梦里面，他就被压低。
Right away in his dream, he was squished.
这个很大的力量。
There was a great power that came.
就好像把他钉在某种东西上面。
And it was like something was crucifying him to something.
他说这个起来，他梦中起来说，哇，这个很不容易啊。
And then he woke up and realized this is very hard.
但是感谢神，我说可以。
But thank God, I had said I can.
所以如果今天主耶稣基督同样问我们这个问题，
So today, if Jesus asks you the same question,
我最爱的儿女啊，
My dearest child,
你可不可以跟我一起钉十字架？
Are you able to be crucified with me?
我们会说什么呢？
What will we say?
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
353首。
353。
Am I unworthy?
my sinful self, my only shame, my glory on the cross. 请坐。
Please be seated.
一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.